So, that's why everyone has a big yard.
What do you suppose the average property value is out
there? For English, right.
How much is one of those houses worth?
Most of my experience along the coast.
That'd be hard to tell. Now, the Belmead Country Club is right in the middle of it. A lot of people get off on living next to the Belmead Country Club. I'd say you could get a house that would be worth $40,000 in a normal middle-class community and pay $65,000 for it there just because of the lot value.
No kidding.
If there was an acre lot there, they could sell it for $30,000 or $25,000, something like that. If there was one, but there's not. And like they say, they ain't making no more. That's the thing about land, you know. You've got what there is there.
Okay, have you told me
about
all the parts?
All the parts. Well, no. Now, out past the Westmead area, going towards Memphis, there's a place called Bellevue that just used to be farmland. Well, now it's full of condominiums, and people bought up all this land, these real estate companies, and hundreds and just thousands of apartment complexes, but these big complexes, you know, 500-600 units, different phases they're building them in. A lot of them going broke. A lot of them are into the third owner by now, simply because they built it the wrong time, or they were too optimistic when they built. But it's the area where people who can't afford to live in a really nice area can move out there, and it's a. There are blacks living out there, but it's not a black area, and it's not even a mixed area, and it will be years before it even gets that way.
So the blacks live in sort of pockets out there, is that the deal?
Not really pockets. Upper middle class blacks live wherever they want.
Okay. Now, you mentioned North Nashville as being one lower to middle class black area. Are there other areas that are black?
No, that's it. And that's always been it. As far back as I can remember, North Nashville is a place where it is.
Now, there's an area up here, Chestnut, Westwood.
Oh, around in this area. Yeah. Well, this area is the area in transition.
I see.
You see, it is turning into a black area.
Right. What about these
apartments? Writing papers for learned journals.
We are very few blacks here.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that we exclude them. It's just that... No, no. Well, I guess maybe it is. I mean, if you can, they rent for $150 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
A little steep.
Well, not really. Not for what you get. I mean, they're well maintained and they're not that old.
Oh,
sheer carpeted and drapes and the whole bit.
I'm thinking in terms of the student.
Well, now, the student area is, of course, around any college, and since we have so many colleges and they're all grouped together just about, the student area is a whole different trip. Now, that is a sharply defined area. Old, clunky houses
divided up
into apartments, and there's the students that don't have cars and have to walk to school, so they get gouged. Now that's on rent wise and that type of a thing. I mean, anyone that goes to school and doesn't have a car and has to live near school and doesn't want to live in the dorm knows exactly what a student housing area is and knows what the landlords are like.
Okay. Where are the main offices of the big banks located?
Well, they used to be all downtown. And the main offices still are downtown, but downtown got so built up, and they're in the middle of sort of an urban renewal project, tearing down these old buildings, that, you know, parking, no one wants to work down there, no secretary wants to go down.